Daf Yud Ches. So we got to two lines down on the top of Yud Ches. Now, if Gemara says we're talking about the Indian of Gzar Din and being Korea, the Gzar Din. So the Gemara says the truth is this Din of a Gzar Din, the Yachid, it's really Machlokas Tanaim, whether or not a Yachid could override and overrule the Gzar Din given to him. Where do you see this? Gemara quotes Machlokas in the Braisa, the Tanya, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Shnaim she'alu le'mita, two people who went to the went to bed, they got sick. That means v'chuyin shaven, their illness is the same exact illness. V'chein shnaim she'alu le'gardim lidun, and two people were going to be judged by the melech, by the king. V'din and shava, the same exact crime. Ze yared v'ze le'yared, one guy came down and then one guy didn't. I mean, one guy made it, one guy got healthy and didn't get killed, and recovered from the illness, and one guy didn't make it. As that needs self, as that lo needs. So one guy was saved; and he wasn't killed by the bezin. The other one was killed. So mivnei mazeh yarod v'zeh lo yarod. Why did one guy was he zochet to come down from the bed and live, and one guy wasn't? One guy died. Why was zeh needs self, zeh lo needs? So one guy was saved, and one guy was not saved. The same exact violations. The reason is, says the Gemara, zeh es pal v'nena, v'zeh es pal v'lo nena. One guy davened and he was answered, and the other guy davened, he was not answered. But why mivnei mazeh nena v'zeh lo nena? But why? Why was one guy's tefillah answered, one guy not? So answers the Gemara. Because zeh lo hispal atfila shlema, zeh hispal atfila shlema v'nena, v'zeh lo hispal atfila shlema lo nena. The guy who davened the complete tefillah, which Rashi meant, says he means he has kavana. He was niskaven atfila shlema. So then he was zochah to be saved. He was zochah to be yored from the mita. But the guy who did not daven atfila shlema did not have kavana. He was not answered. What we see from this is that atfila shlema can be kareya the gezar din even of a yachid. That's the Tanakama. Comes along now Rabbi Elazar in the Braisa. Rabbi Elazar argues and says, no, Amar kan kodim gzardin, kan achar gzardin. The one who is saved, the one who's the tefillah answered, that was before it was the gzardin. That's why it was answerable. But the other one who died, the one who was not saved, it's because it was the achar gzardin, and Rabbi Elazar holds that a yachid cannot be korea the gzardin. So we see the Tanakhama holds one can be korea gzardin, so long as the tefillah is a tefillah shlema. Rabbi Elazar says a yachid cannot be korea the gzardin. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar, Rabbi Yitzhak finishes off saying that so great, so powerful, so effective is the screaming, davening for a person that it works whether before the Gzar Din or whether afterwards. In other words, it works even after the Gzar Din or Yachid. Tz'aka and Tfila is effective. So Gemara now says, Gzar Din Ditzibur Mi Mikareya? So above, yes, we learn that it was a discussion whether or not Yachid could be Kareya Gzar Din or not, but it was certainly assumed that Tzibur can be Kareya the Gzar Din. And the Gemara now is challenging that. Is that really true that a tzibur can be Kareya the Gzar Din given to an entire community? So the Gemara says, V'haksiv, the Pasuk says, Echad, Omer, one Pasuk says, Kivsi mira libcha, the Pasuk is found in Yirmiyahu, that says, Kobsi mira libech, you could launder, you could cleanse your heart from any evil. Sounds like that it can be effective. But Ksiv, another Pasuk says, Ki im techabsi b'neser b'sar b'ilach, that Boreas, that if a person cleanses, he launders with soap and shampoo and things like that, v'sar bilach boris nechtam avonech lefanai, that the sin is still nechtam, it's still lashon of, even though it's spelled with a chaf, it could be with a ches, the sin is still signed, the sin is still embedded. So with machlokas, can a person cleanse himself from there, or can he not cleanse himself? And what's the difference between the psukim? Answers the Gemara, my lav kan kodim gzardin, kan acher gzardin. That one pasuk is before the gzardin, that's when tzibar could cleanse itself from the avera, but one is le'acher gzardin, when it's too late, tzibar can no longer clean from its sin. That's the initial suggestion. And of course, that's not the case, not at all. A tzibar could always be korea gzardin, even afterwards. The difference between the psukim are as follows. Lo, idi la'achar gzardin. A tzibur can be korea the gzardin. So what's the difference when it works and when it doesn't work? Lo kasha kan be gzardin sheish imo shvua, v'kan be gzardin she'ein imo shvua. When a gzardin is given, and not simply as a gzardin, but it's coupled with a shvua, it's solidifying the gzardin and making it so much stronger that even a tzibur cannot be korea. So regular gzardin that's been passed on from Shemayim, a tzibur can be korea if they do the right thing, but if it's a gzardin that has yeshimo shvua, that even a tzibur is not able to override. How do we see such a concept? Could the Rav Shmuel bar Ami, Damar Rav Shmuel bar Ami, Vami la others say Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin the Gzar Din Sheyeshimo Shvua She'eno Nikra. How do we know if a Gzar Din has a Shvua attached to it, one cannot be Korea such a Gzar Din? Shinemar, it says in the Pasuk, a Pasuk that appears in Shmuel Aleph, nishpati lebeis eli. I swore to beis eli in miskapir avon beis eli. Even if you do kapara and you bring bezevach uvemincha ad olam, you bring a ton of karbanos. Nonetheless, you can't override it because it was a shvuah that was handed down as a punishment and a gzar din to beis eli. So Amar Rava bezevach uvemincha inu miskapir avon miskapir b'torah. Rav is medayik from this pasuk that although karbanos are ineffective to help protect the onish passed down to beis eli, but he's medayik that Torah is effective. Torah can actually protect the person from onish. Abai Amar bezevach umincha einu miskaper ava miskaper b'Torah ugmius chasadim. He has a different deal that karbanos may not work, but Torah plus chesed is effective to save those who come from the yichas of beis eli. So Rabba v'Abai mid beis eli kasi. Both of them came from the Beis Eli. They're both Kohanim. Rashi, Tos explains the difference, Rabba, Rava, who they are. But either way, Rabba, Rabbi, according to our Gursa, they're both from Beis Eli, Kasi, which means that there's a certain klala passed on to the family, the Zera, of Beis Eli, because of different things that Beis Eli had done to the Karbanos. They delayed the bringing of Karbanos for the women. So they were punished, and the whole family is punished. So even though Rabba and Abai came from Beis Eli, Rabba, the Asik B'Torah, Rabba, who learned Torah only, but he wasn't Osik in Chesed, he was Chai Arba Mishana, he lived for 40 years. As opposed to Abai, the Asik B'Torah, Uve Gemilas Chasadim, he had Torah coupled with Chesed, Chai Ashis and Shana, he lived for 60 years. We see that Chesed, along with Torah, was able to fully protect from the curse of Beis Eli. Torah alone was only able to partially protect. Now Tosis points out that we find it in a Gemara in Sanhedrin that Rabba was very much Osek in Chesed. How could the Gemara say here that he wasn't Osek in Chesed? To which Tosis writes at the end of Dibur Maschil Rabba that yes, of course Rabba was Osek b'Chesed, but he wasn't Osek as much as Abai was. Abai had even more Chesed, and for that reason Abai lived 60 years. So now the Gemara says last two narrow lines here. Tanu Rabban. Mishpacha achas achas ha'yisa b'Yushalayim. Shaya Mesa Mason Bnei Yishmon Asay Shana. There's a certain family living in Yerushalayim that lived, and all the children died at the young age of 18. Above Hodiu es Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, they told Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai what was happening to this klala of this family. And Amar Lehem, so he says, Shema mi mishpachas Eli atem. Maybe you come from the family of Beis Eli. Zichsev by it says by the Beis Eli family Beis Eli. It says Chol Marbis. Beisecha Yamusa Nashim. So he said, all those who come from this family will die. So what should you do? He says, V'isku b'Torah, lecha v'isku b'Torah, go learn, v'chayu, and you'll live. V'halchu v'asku b'Torah. They went to sit in Kolo, and v'chayu, they ended up living long lives. By Korin also mishpachas Rabban Yochanan Ashimo. They named the last name of this family. They're called the family of Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan saved them. Rabbi Yochanan gave them the Eitzah, and they attributed the Zechus to Rabbi Yochanan. They changed their name to the family of Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar of Shmuel bar Inya mishpred the Rav minayin the gzar din shel tzibur she'enu nechtam. How do you know when a gzar din is given to a tzibur it's not sealed? Enu nechtam. What do you mean? Of course it is. Aksiv nechtam avonecha lefanai. We saw the pasuk earlier that the nechtam avonech lefanai, that there is a seal. The sins are sealed and the gzar din is sealed for a tzibur. Ella, what it means to say is afagav shenechtam nikra. That even though perhaps a gzar din was sealed and given to a tzibur, it still can be torn, it can be overturned. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, it says, Kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav, that Hashem, you call out to wherever he is, you can call out to him, Hashem will answer you. V'haksiv, dirshu Hashem b'matzo, that sounds like you could seek Hashem and you could find him. Hasem b'yacheda hachem b'tzibur. So what's going on here? So the Gemara explains that what's going on is as follows. You look at the Gemara says Vayitu now, but Yachid Emas, a Yachid could overturn his Gzardin only during a few days of the year. It says Amar Rabba Baravua Eilu Asar Yamim Shebeinu Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, that only during those 10 days could a Yachid be effective in overturning a Gzardin. But the pasuk that says Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Koreinu, wherever you call him, Eilav, he's there. That's referring to Tzibur, that Tzibur has able to Korea whenever, any time of the year. So that's the difference of B'chol Koreinu Elav, whenever you want, and Dirush Hashem B'matzo, that the seeking of Hashem only works if Hashem is found, which is Aseres Metshuva. Aseres Metshuva is for Yachid, the rest of the year is for an entire Tzibur. It says further in the pasuk, Vayhi Kaseres Hayamim, Vayigof Hashem Es Nevel, Es Nevel. So it says here that it was like the 10 days Hashem had afflicted Neville and he died. So what does it mean these 10 days? Asar Yamin Mai Avidasai. What are these 10 days he's referring to? So Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav Kineged Eser Legimos Shinasa Neville La Avde David. Apparently the servants of David came to to Navel, and he served them each a meal, 10 meals to each of the 10 of Adam, and for those 10 meals he gave, he was zocha to have 10 days of his life being spared. Again, I don't know the mice in the Tanakh, to be honest. And then Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Elu Yom Eser Yomim Shebeinit Rashid Yom Kippur, which is referring to the 10 days, not 10 days, stam 10 days that he was zocha before he died, rather it's referring to Aser Yisrael Tshuva, that those are special days where even a Yachid has the ability to seek out Hashem and be Korea the Gezar Din. Now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah from yesterday's Daf, that it came to Rosh Hashanah, where a judge Kivnei Marom. What does it mean Kivnei Marom? So it says the Gemara, quoting from the Mishnah, the Rosh Hashanah Kobay Olam over in Lefanav Kivnei Maron. On Rosh Hashanah, the entire world walks in front of Hashem, Kivnei Maron, and we're judged. What does it mean, my Kivnei Maron? What's that that mashal? So Hacha Targima Kivnei Amrana, like sheep. Rashi explains that when you count sheep, when it came to Maisa Behema, they'd all be in a pen, and there'd be a very small opening, and one sheep would walk at a time. You'd count one, two, three, and the tenth one would be Maisa Behema. The idea is Hashem checks and inspects and judges each person individually, like sheep walking through the exit of a pen. Reish Lakish Amar, Kimalos Beis Maron. He explains, Rashi explains here, it was a very narrow stairs that would go up. Two people couldn't walk at a time. You couldn't walk side by side, but you'd walk up, and it was very deep on both ends. Walking up a cliff, but you could go to the right, you could go off the left. So there's two different ways a person could go, but it was a very narrow stairway up the mountain. And the third shot is that Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kechayalos Shel Beis David, like the soldiers, David Melch, before going out to war, would count all his soldiers one by one, and that was the muscle. So it sounds like three different explanations here. The Marsha says there is no machlokas, it's actually all compared to the three groups of three classes of tzaddikim, Rishaim, and the Beinim. He explains that according to the one who says like sheep, that's the comparison of a Rasha, just like sheep get taken out to be shechted, so too Rishaim are being counted to be shechted. The one who said the narrow stairway where you could go to the right or to the left, that is referring to the Beinim. Their judgment could go either this way or it could go that way. And the third explanation referring to Kivnei Mar was referring to the soldiers counted by David HaMelech, that is referring to those who came out from a victory from the war, that is referring to the Tzaddikim. So Gemara now says further, Amar Rabbi Barachanam Rabbi Yochanan, V'chulon Niskar Meskir Achas, all them are judged at one time. And somehow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, in his infinite abilities, although he judges them separately, it all happens at the same moment, Bevas Achas, separately, but one time. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Af Ananami Tanina, we also learn this concept that's all at one time, even though it's individually, Hayotze Yachad Libam, Haimevine Kol Maaseim. That he who creates all their hearts understands all their actions. What does that mean? My kamar, ilay mahachi kamar. If it means debrinu l'chul alma umyach lebayu b'haradada, if it means Hashem barinu means created all people and them all with the same hearts, all equally, for kachazinan delav hachihu. We know that's not the case. Not everybody's heart and mind are the same. We are each individuals and think differently. Elalav hachi kamar, is it not to mean as follows? Hayotze roa yachad libam. Umevin kol maaseim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu creates and sees, Yotze means he sees all their hearts at one time, even though we're all judged separately and individually, it all happens at one very moment. That's the end of this idea. So now the new Mishnah begins on the bottom of Amun Alfi, Yuchas Amun Alfi. It says, Al Shisha, a new topic now, we're going into the next few days talking about the Kiddush Levana, or really Ibur Chodesh, and seeing the new moon, and getting the message out when the Rosh Chodesh is. So the Gemara says, Al Shisha Chadashim Hashluchim Yotzin. There's six times a year, 6 months of the year, where the Shluchim have to go out, and they send out the message so everyone knows when is the Yontif. And Rashi points out that they would walk, but they can't walk on Shabbos. We'll see other instances where they actually can travel on Shabbos. This is an instance where they don't travel on Shabbos. So they send out the word to the Gola, to the Golas. Everyone should be aware when Rosh Chodesh is, so they know when the various Yom Tovim are. So it says the Mishnah, what are the 6 months? Al Shisha Chadashim Hashluchim Yotzim. Al Nisan Mipnei HaPesach. Al Av Mipnei HaTainis. They'd go out in Nisan so everyone would know when Pesach would be. They'd go out during the month of Av so they know when Tisha B'Av would be. Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishrei. Elul, they'd go out so they have to know when Rosh Hashanah will be 30 days later. On Tishrei, they'd go out Mipnei Takanas HaMoada so they know when Sukkot is. Al Kislev Mipnei HaChanukah. Val Adar Mipnei HaPurim. When there was a base of Mikdash, Yotzin Af Al Iyar Mipnei Pesach Katan. They have to go out in Iyar as well, so everyone would know when is Pesach Sheni. So those are the 6 months of the year where they have to go out and get the word to everyone throughout the world. So asks the Gemara now, V'lifke Nami Atamas V'Tavis. So why don't they go out during on Tammuz so they know when Shavas or Tammuz is, when to fast, just like when they went out in Av for Tisha B'Av? And why did they not go out on Tavis so they know when to go out for Asar B'Tavis? So Gemara answers now, on the top of Yud Chesed Beis as follows. Damar Rav Chana Bar Abizna Amar Reish Laki Rav Shimon Chasida. My dechse, what does the pasuk mean when it says Komar Hashem Tzvakos Tzom Harvi V'Tzom HaChamishi V'Tzom HaShvi V'Tzom HaAsiri? These are four of the fast days. There are five fast days during the year, but Titus Esther is a different type of fast day. These are four fast days relating to the Korban Beis HaMikdash. So these are four fast days: Tzom HaRvi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaAsiri. Yehi Beis Yehuda L'Sason U'L'Simcha. They're going to be days of celebration. It's a contradiction. V'Karlei Tzom, V'Karlei Sason U'L'Simcha. First, the pasuk refers to these days of Tzom, days of fast, days of Tshuva, days of Titus, and then it calls the days of Sason U'L'Simcha. How could that be? So the Gemara says, Bizman Sheyesh Shalom Yehu L'Sason U'L'Simcha. Ain Shalom Tzom. When the days of peacefulness, so then there should be days of happiness. But when there's no Shalom, it should be days of fast days. And just because it's not days of Shalom doesn't mean there's days of Mechama. So Rapapa tweaks it and says as follows. Rapapa says this is the din. Amar Rapapa says Hachi Kamar. The pasuk should be understood to mean Bizman Shiyei Shalom Yulasason Ulasimcha. When the days of peacefulness, when there's days of happiness, so these are days of celebration, days of Yom Tovim. Yesh Gzeres Malchus. However, when there's a Gzeres Malchus, when we're under the rulership, a terrible rulership and decrees of the Malchus, which are bad, then these are days of Tzom. However, if it's a neutral, Ein Gzeres Malchus, Vein Shalom, they're days of peace, but those are not days of peace, but those are not days of terrible decrees. It's, we're walking on eggshells, but it's kind of in the middle here. Then, Ratu Misanim, Ratu Ein Misanim. So then we have the option of deciding whether we should fast or not fast. And Rashi points out here, if you look at Rashi, this is the answering the question here. The first narrow line down says Rashi, that Ratzu Ein Misanim V'Cheven D'Rishusu. Since we live in a time now where it's Ein Shalom, but also Ein Gzeres Malchus, it's only voluntary to fast in these days. Lo Mitarchinan Shluchim Alayu. We didn't make the Shluchim go out on Tammuz and Av, and Tammuz and Tevis rather. If it was times of Gzeres Malchus, where there's a requirement to fast, Ein Achanami, we'd go out during Tevis and Tammuz as well. But at the times of Mishnah, when it was written, it was Ein Malch, Ein Shalom, but also Ein Gzeres Malchus. It was a state of Rishus. We did not require Shluchim to be sent out. So then the Gemara says, Ihach, if that's the case, if these are not times of Gzeres Malchus, so Tisha B'Av Nami. So we shouldn't have to fast in Tisha B'Av either. Tisha B'Av is one of the four fast days listed here in the Pasuk, that they should not be days of Sasam V'Simcha, but they shouldn't be days of Chiv Tzom either. So Amar Papa answers, Shiny Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is different. Since they were doubled on the amount of tzaros, the amount of tragedy that took place on Tisha B'Av, therefore it was not voluntary. It was an obligation to fast in Tisha B'Av. Damar Mar, B'Tisha B'Av, Charva Habayis Barishona, U'Bishniya, V'Nilkada Beitar, V'Nechsha Ha'ir. That both the first base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash were destroyed on Tisha B'Av, and also Beitar was captured, and that was when they plowed over Yerushalayim. So terrible things happened in Tisha B'Av, and since so many bad things happened in Tisha B'Av, we did not want to make it voluntary, even if it was times of neutral. Rather, there's a chiv to fast in Tisha B'Av. Tosus points out here on the very top. He says, "Wait a second, Shivas B'Tamuz also." The Gemara tells us many things happened in Shivas B'Tamuz. Look at Tosus. He says, "B'yom Shivas B'Tamuz nami ira chamisha dvarim." Five things happened, like the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Tainus. So how come only Tisha B'Av is a chayav? There should be a chiv even on Shavas B'Tamuz. Says Tosus two answers. About Churban Beis HaMikdash, Takiva Tuva. You're right. Maybe five things happened in Tisha B'Av and five things happened on Shavas B'Tamuz, but the fact that the Beis HaMikdash, both Beis HaMikdash, were destroyed on Tisha B'Av, that makes it even stronger. So it's not simply the quantity of events, but also the quality, the magnitude of events and tragedies that took place on Tisha B'Av. That's his first answer. The second answer, he says, lo the achas. Not only that, it wasn't five different things that took place in Tisha B'Av, but the same event took place twice, meaning the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed two times on Tisha B'Av, so that actually made the magnitude of the events even more tragic on Tisha B'Av. So now the Gemara says, Tanya, the Brisa teaches us that Amar Shimon Arba Dvarim Rabbi Kiva Darish V'ani Eino Darish Kamosa. There are four things that Rabbi Kiva Darshan, and four of those things I argued with. What are they? Tzom HaRvi, Zeh Tisha B'Tamuz, the ninth of Tamuz. Shebo Hufka Ha'ir, that's when they broke through the city walls of Yerushalayim. That took place in the ninth of Tamuz. Shenemar, it says, B'Tisha L'Chodesh V'Chazak HaRab Ba'ir, and there's a great famine in the city. V'Hoya Lechem La'am Ha'aretz, there's no bread. V'Tiboka Ha'ir, and they broke through the city. But my Karlei Ruvi, why is this called the Tzom Ruvi, if it took place in Tamuz? Because it was Ruvi L'Chadashim, this is the fourth month of the year. Starting from Nisan, Iyar, So Sivan Tammuz, Tammuz is the fourth month, so that's why it's called Tzom Harvi. What's Tzom HaChamishi? What's the fifth Tzom? Zet Tisha B'Av Shebo Nisraf Beis Elokeinu. It was a day that the Beis Hamikdash was burnt. But my car Chamishi. Why is it called the fifth Tzom? Because it's Chamishi LeChadashim. It's the fifth month. Because if Tammuz is the fourth month, that means Av is the fifth month. Tzom HaShvi. What's the seventh fast? Zeh Gimel B'Tishrei Shebo Nera Gedalia Ben Achikam. He was murdered. Umi Harga. Who murdered him? Yishmael Ben Nesanya. Harga killed him. The Lamenecha to teach us Sheshkula Misalsam Shotzadikim Kisrevas Beis Elokeinu. Even though this was the Yartzeit, the day that he was murdered, it wasn't as tragic as the destruction of Beis Hamikdash. The Chazal teach us it is as tragic. The killing, the murder of a tzaddik is like the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and therefore worthy of a fast day. So that was the fast of the seventh. But my car lay Shvi, why it's called the seventh fast? Shvi Lechadashim, because Tishrei is the seventh month of the year, starting from Tishrei being the first. Tishrei means is the seventh. And the final, the fourth fast is Tzom HaAsiri, the tenth one, Zeh Asarah B'Teves, it's the tenth of Teves, Shebo Samach Melech Bavel Yushalim, that's when the king of Bavel began approaching Samach on Bavel, on Yushalim rather. It says, Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Bahidvar Hashem Eli, Bashanat Shis, Bechodesh HaAsiri, Be'ez HaLechodesh Leimor, the tenth day of the tenth month, Ben Adam K'sav Lecha Shem Hayom, Es Etzem Hayom Azeh, that very day, Azeh, Samach Melech Bavel El Yushalim, Be'etzem Hayom Azeh. He approached that day, on that very day, he approached Yishalayim. But my karile asi, why is it called the 10th? Because it's asiri l'chadashim, it's the 10th of the month. Fine, so before we go ahead, I think it's a kobol that says, that this is unique, that it says by the Asar B'Tavis, it says, be'etzem hayom hazeh, this very day. That while the other ones have to do with the month, that the month of Tammuz, even though one event took place in the 9th of Tammuz, one took place in the 17th of Tammuz, what came to Asar B'Tavis is very unique, not only to the month, but to the particular day. And the Kobos Mechadish, that if it were to be, that if any of the fast days fall out on Shabbos, we always push it off to Sunday. The Tishba falls out on Sunday, Shabbos, sometimes we fast on Sunday. But if it were to be that Aser B'Teves were to fall out on Shabbos, we would actually fast on Shabbos itself, because it says in the Pasuk, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. The Maaseh doesn't happen that way, because the calendar won't allow for Aser B'Teves to fall out on the Shabbos, but there is this Chiddush of the Kobo, based on this Pasuk that says, that took place, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, Dafka on that very day. While the other ones were about the month, we don't care exactly about the day, the Aser B'Teves is Dafka, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, on the 10th itself. So the Gemara then says, V'halo hayaroi zelichtov rishon, v'lamanichtov kan. So if that were to be the case, shouldn't Asar B'Teves be first? Asar B'Teves was the first event that took place. It's when they started approaching Yerushalayim. That should have been listed first. Why is that listed last? So the Gemara says again, rishon, nichtav kan. Why was it written here the last? Because you wanted to go in the order of the calendar. You're right, in terms of chronologically, Asar B'Teves took place first. But in terms of our calendar year, it's the 10th month of the year, therefore we put it last. So that was all Shita Rabbi Kiva. The Ani, however, I hold, says Rabbi Shimon, Ani Eini Omer Kin, I don't hold this way. El Tzom HaSiri, Zechamisha B'Tevis, Shebo Basa Shmua, Legola Shehuchta Ha'ir. I think that the fast of the 10th is not referring to the 10th day, rather the 10th month, it's referring to the 5th of Teves, which took place after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. It's where they sent out the terrible news that the city has been besieged. And it was the end of the event, actually, not the first of the event, not when they started approaching it, but this is the news that they broke through the walls. Shenemar says in the Pasuk in the Yecheskel, Vahi b'shtei asrei shana, b'asiri, in the 10th of the month, the 10th month, rather, Teves, b'chamisha l'chodesh l'galusenu, b'ilai ha'palet, the one who escaped Yerushalayim, le'mor huksa'ir, he told me, he reported back to us. Sivasu Yom Shmuel Kyom Strefa, the day of the hearing this terrible news, they made it as the day of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed itself. V'nirin Divarai Midvarava, I think I'm more correct than my friend Rabbi Kiva, Shani Omer Arishon Rishon Va'achon Achon, because I'm going in chronological order, according to my understanding that Teves is the last event, V'hu Omer Arishon Achon Va'achon Rishon. He says the first one, the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, is listed first, even though it's really last. And Sabra Teves, which is really first, it was listed last, so he goes out of order. Ella, Shu Mona Leseder Chadashim, he goes in order of the events of the calendar. Vani Mona Leseder Pranas, I go in order chronologically of how things took place historically. That's the whole discussion. Interesting. So now the Gemara says, Itmar, Rav, Rebbe Chanina, Amar, they both hold Butla Megillas Tainus. They're about the Megillas Tainus. What exactly is Megillas Tainus? If you take a look at Rashi halfway down, Rashi explains to us that Butla Megillas Tainus. Yamim Tovim Shekavu Chachamim Aidei Nisim Shiru Behem V'Asim B'Tainus. These are days listed, not really Yom Tovim, but there are certain days, certain celebrations of various miracles took place. Some of them were various debates that took place between the Tzedukim that we had bested them in the debate, so we made them as a celebration of a Yom Tov. But these were days that were designated that you can't fast, and some of them you can't even eulogize on, and it was written in a whole Megillah. It's called Megillah's Titus, and a list of days you can't fast on. The Kosim ben Megillah Achas, says Rashi, is all one scroll. Elan Yomim, these days, is Aramaic, Delo Lissani Behu, and listed all them. Achshav says Rashi, Shachar Habayis Bilu Umutarn Behesbein Uvatanis. But after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they're mevatel the relevance and significance of this Megillah Tainis, and all days are now equal that you could fast and eulogize on any day. That was the first opinion. Butla Megillah Tainis. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Reish Lakish Amri, Lo Butla Megillah Tainis. They felt it was not mevatel, it still exists, still has relevance. So Rav, Rabbi Chinin Amri, Butla Megillah Tainis, Hachi Kamar, this is what they say. Bizman Shiesh Shalom, when there's shalom, when there's peace, so then these days would be days of Yom Tovim. But ain't shalom, tzom. But when there's no peace, then these days are days of fast. That was the tiniest mentioned above. And these days listed in Megillah's Tainis are just like those days of tzom ha-revi and tzom ha-chamishi, tzom ha-shvi and tzom ha-sri, that they depended on whether or not there was days of shalom or days of not shalom here as well. Since the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, these are no longer days of Sasam and Simcha, they turn into days of Tzom. So that's their understanding. Come along now, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shuban, Levi, Amri, Lo Batla Megillas Tainis, it was not Mevatel, Hani Hu Dilatilinu Rachman Bevin and Beis HaMikdash, Vahanuch Kedekaimi Kaimi. No, the Tzom Revi and Tzom Chamishi and Tzom Shri and Tzom Asiri, those were explicitly hinged upon Beis HaMikdash. They had what to do with Beis HaMikdash. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, the days of Tzom. If there is a Beis HaMikdash, they're days of Sasam and Simcha. But these days, listen, Megillah's Tainis about a debate of when Shavuos is, a debate about the Talmud, that has nothing to do, it has what to do, but they're not directly correlated to the Beis HaMikdash, in which case, that even though the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, it does not mean when it's Mevatel, this Megillah's Tainis, and therefore, the Megillah's Tainis still does stand. That was the understanding. We assume it doesn't stand, we assume it was Batla, but that is the debate here. So ask the Gemara now, Mesiv Rav Chana, Maisa, the Gazu Tainis, Bechanaka, Balud, the Yar Rebbe Rachat. One time they made a Gzeiras Tainis and then Chanukah that they should fast, and they ignored this. Rebbe Lazar ignored this, and he took a bath. And Rabbi Shua Vesipa, Rabbi Shua went to get a haircut. Ramu Lahem, now after experiencing, after not keeping the fast days, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua went to tell the Tzibur. Amru Lahem, they told the Tzibur, so you should all go out now, Visanu Amashis Antem. You should all fast on that which you fasted. Meaning, you should not have fasted in Chanukah, and since you fast in Chanukah, you have to fast another time. It's just like when the Gemara says, if a person has a tainus, he's a terrible dream, he should fast the tainus chalom. Even if it takes place on Shabbos, he should fast the tainus chalom. But since he fasted on Shabbos, he has to fast another day on Sunday to make up why he fasted on Shabbos. Here as well, what do you do fasting on Chanukah? These are days of Yom Tovim. So since you fasted, you did something wrong, fast a second time as for your Aveira. So what was taking place here? So clearly we see from here that the Megillah's Tainis was not Mevatel. The fact that they kept the days of Chanukah is not a pasuk in the Torah. It happened later on in history. So this is after the times of Beis HaMikdash, Rashi points out. Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua were after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So shouldn't we say Megillah's Tainis is batel, and you should be able to fast on days of Chanukah? It must be that Megillah's Tainis is not batel. That's why you're not allowed to fast on Chanukah. The Gemara says, no, Amar Yosef, shiny Chanukah. Chanukah is a bit different. Dika mitzvah, there's a mitzvah that's there as well. The mitzvah of halakas neiros. They were never mevatel the mitzvah of halakas neiros, and since you have to keep the mitzvah of halakas neiros, memela you can't fast and eulogize. But another day that was simply just a day of fat, non-fasting, without any mitzvah attached to it, those days were batel, but Chanukah cannot be mevatel because there's also a mitzvah that was never batel. Amalei abaye, viti batel ihu, viti batel mitzvasa. Why not? Why not say the Yom Tovim Chanukah's bottle and the mitzvah's bottle as well? Why can't you get rid of the mitzvah either? So Ella, Amar of Yosef, shiny Chanukah to Mefar Simnisa. No, Chanukah is different. Chanukah is different that is a piersim nes, and therefore it's much stronger than a simple mitzvah. What does that mean, piersim nes? Says Rashi, the last, second to last Rashi, the piersim nisa, kvar hu galoy l'chol Yisrael. Was already, everyone knew about Chanukah. Aydei shenagu bo ha-mitzos, v'chzika bo kishel Torah. And they treated it as a din Torah. Everyone kept the mitzvahs. Meaning a regular Yom Tov, a random day in the year that we can't fast on, is a day of Yom Tov, that never had such a big impact on the people in the Jewish homes, because it just meant don't fast. But once there's a mitzvah to light Neiros and to say the brachas and to do everything, that was solidified, it was concretized, and therefore Lo Nachol Nebala would be inappropriate to Mevatel, even though in theory they had the ability and capability of a Mevatel, both the mitzvah And the Yom Tov, since it was made such a piersim and such a roshim on all of Klai Yisrael, they felt that it was inappropriate to mevatel. So therefore, even though in general we do say Megillas Tanya's with Butler, we do not say that the case when it came to Hanukkah. Now the Tzavos Paneach, the Ragat Shabbat, points out the following din. He says the mitzvah of Halakas Neros, the two dinim, two celebrations of the mitzvah of Halakas Neros. One inin is celebrating the Yeshua, the Milchama, and the other element is the inin of the Nes Shemen. Those are two elements that exist by Halakas Neros. It exists. We find this in many Mefarshim of Hanukkah. So the Ragat Shabbat points out here is that when the Mevatel, the inin of Butler Megillas Tanya's, that there's no longer the element of the Halakas Neros saving from the Yeshua, because now they're no longer in the Yeshua. I mean, if it's a time of war, so granted, maybe we're saved the times of Chashmonaim, but now that there's no Shalom anymore, that Yeshua can no longer be celebrated. So that element was batal. But the element of the mitzvah of Nei Shemen, that was still a celebration. So he just points out here, the back and forth of the Gemara here was that it's a full bona fide mitzvah, but then it was knocked down to only one din, and therefore gave it the ability to be mevatel, since it was weakened. But he just points out there are two dinim of the mitzvah of Halakas Neros. One is the Mechama, one is the Nei Shemen. Let's finish off with this last question. The Gemara now says, Mosiv Rav Acha Barhuna. B'tzlasa b'tishrei, on the 3rd of Tishrei, Batlis Adarchta Min Sharia. The Mervata Adarchta means a mention. They used to write the name of Hashem on a star, and the 3rd day of Tishrei, the Mervata such an idea. What took place here? Shegaza Malchus Yavon Gzeira. The Malchus Yavon made a Gzeira, Shol Lahaski Hashem Shemaim Al Piyim, that they should not mention Hashem's name. You know, it made an Isser, you can't mention Hashem's name at all. Ukshagavra Malchus Chashmonaim, Chashmonaim beat them, defeated them, Venitzchim, and they defeated the Yavonim. Hiskinu Shu Maskirin Shem Shemaim Afil B'Sharos. So they went against the opposite extreme. They said, "No, we're going to mention Hashem's name. Not only are we going to mention Hashem's name, we're only even going to use it and write it on Sharos." V'kach hayu kosim b'shnas kach v'kach. This year, the Yochanan Kohen Gadol Lekel Elyon. They wrote Hashem's name on every star. This was the problem with this was Ukshashamu Chacham. The Chacham heard this new Gzeira. It was a victory of Chashmonaim. However, there was a problem with this. They said the Ukshashamu Chachamim Bedaber. When they heard this matter, Amru Lamachar Zeparei Eschovo V'Nimse Shtar Muta Ba'Ashpa. What's going to happen is that Reuven is going to pay his star back. They're going to take the star and throw it in the garbage. It's going to have Shem Hashem kill Elyon. How do you do that? It's a nice idea that you want to go to the extreme and use Hashem's name as much as possible, but it's going to be desecrated. So what happened was Ubitlam, they undid this. This gzeira of the Chashmonaim, they made a big yomtiv, a big celebration that they preserved and saved any chil Hashem. Now, Isaac adaita chabala megillas tainis. If it's really true that the mevatel megillas tainis kamaisa, that they got rid of it, like Rabbi China Chenya felt balu that kamisa batla achmanisa mosifim. So mevatel the megillas tainis already. Now, Chacham are going to go ahead and make new gzeiras of megillas tainis. I mean, how could they make a Yom Tov celebrating this idea? They already mevatel. So you can't be mevatel one Megillas Tanya's and start making a new Yom Tovim. And Gemara says, no, you got it all wrong. Historically, you're in the wrong tekufah here. We're talking about when there was a Beis HaMikdash still, and Megillas Tanya's was still relevant. So they add on, the 3rd day of Tishrei is going to be another celebration of a Yom Tov because not mentioning it. But in a Hanami, later on, when Megillas Tanya's was batel, all these Yom Tovim were actually batel. So we're going to stop here because the Gemara does go continue this conversation. The Gemara asks the question, how could you say to make a Yom Tov on the 3rd day of Tishrei? Wasn't that a day of the Tainis? It was some Gedalia. How could you deal with that? But the Gemara will address that in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.